March 25, 1928. How the knowledges are many steps which the divine will has taken in order to return to the midst of creatures. How these steps will bring life, light and sanctity. Sighs of Jesus for them to be made known. While following the divine fiat in order to accompany its acts, my poor mind was thinking about the many truths which my beloved Jesus had told me concerning the divine will, and about the great love and interest with which he had manifested them to me. So I was thinking to myself, the first truths he told me seemed flashes of light, which unleashed an endless light from within them. Then, little by little, they were no longer flashes, but fountains of light, and my poor soul would remain under the continuous jet of these fountains of light. Finally, they seemed to be seas of light, of truths, in which I would remain so submerged that my little capacity would not be able to take everything, and would leave many truths in that very sea in which I felt immersed. But it was not given to me to restrict all of that endless light within myself, which, converting into words, manifested to me the harmony, the beauty, the power of the Supreme Will. And now it seems to me that I am in the light, but the light does not speak, and though I drink seas of light, I am unable to say anything. Now, while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus moved in my interior and, all love, told me, "My daughter, you must know that as man withdrew from our will, our paternal goodness withdrew its operating life from the midst of creatures. This is why they have been able to say very little about it, because the sea of the operating light of my divine fiat was not flowing in them as life, because ungratefully, they had rejected it. And out of highest goodness, we left them the good of being able to follow the orders of our will, not the life, in which they could hope for the sake of their salvation, because without it there is neither salvation nor sanctity. But our paternal goodness, our will and our love desired, longed for, strongly yearned for its return as operating life into the midst of creatures. We saw that they could not reach the perfect purpose of creation, nor form the image wanted by us, completely in our likeness, just as we created them, without the operating life of our fiat, because our fiat is the prime act of the creature, and if it is missing in her, she remains disordered, adulterated, because she lacks the prime act of her existence. Now, you must know that, after many centuries of hidden sighs, our Supreme Being gushed out more intensely with love, more than in the very creation and redemption. Since our love, in gushing out, overflowed from us, we felt the need of love to take the first steps toward the creature. So, as I began to manifest to you the first truths about my divine will, I pushed it strongly to take the first steps into the midst of creatures. And I centralized these steps in you by means of its knowledges. And as I saw that you would place your steps in those of the divine fiat, I rejoiced, I made feast, and manifesting to you more truths about it, I would push it to take yet more steps. Therefore, as many truths as I told you about my will, so many are the steps which I made my fiat take in order to make it return as operating life into the midst of creatures. This is why I have told you so many of them, that one can say that heaven and earth are filled with the steps of the knowledges about my will. And uniting together, they form the sea of light in your soul, which wants to overflow from within you to make its way in the midst of creatures. These steps will be multiplied according to how much the truths about my will be recognized, because I never manifest a truth if not when I want to give it as gift, giving the life and the good it contains. Therefore, until my divine will is known with all of its knowledges, its steps will be hampered, and the good it wants to do to creatures suspended. If you knew how painful it is being able to do good, placing oneself in the act of doing it, and having to keep it suspended because it is not known, waiting and waiting and longing for one who would make it known to be able to release the weight of the good which one wants to give, oh, how you would hasten to make known all the steps of my fiat. More so, since they are steps which will bring, not remedies, helps or medicines, but fullness of life, of light, of sanctity and totality of goods. and my love, gushing out and flooding the whole world, will restore the order of creation and the dominion of my will in the midst of the human family. After this, my sweet Jesus made himself seen with his divine heart unleashing many rays of light. Each knowledge about the divine will was impressed at the point from which the rays started, in such a way as to form the most beautiful crown of light around that divine heart. And my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, look what a beautiful crown of glory and of light my divine heart possesses. A more beautiful and refulgent crown it could not possess. These rays are all the knowledges about my will. However, these rays are hampered, they cannot extend, because their knowledges are not known. This is why they cannot extend and expand so as to fill the whole earth with light. It happens as it would to the sun if its rays, which start from the center of its sphere, were forced to remain in the air, without being able to extend so as to touch the earth and invest it with light and heat. Unable to extend its rays, the sun would not be able to give the effects that its light contains, nor could the earth receive them. There would be a certain distance between the earth and the light of the sun, and this distance would prevent the sun from doing good to the earth, and the earth would be sterile and infertile. Such are the knowledges about my fiat. If they are not made known, their rays cannot extend and take souls as though in their hands to warm them, to remove from them the torpor of the human will, to mold them anew, to transform them again in the life which my fiat wants to infuse into them. Because these knowledges are, and contain, the new creation of transforming the creature as he came out of our creative hands,